Blog Talk Radio.
To our radio show program, New Heights, show on education. And this is your host, Valerie Jeffs, and today's topic is children's behavior. Before I begin, I would like to say guests can call in anytime to ask questions or to join in the discussion at 347-633-9225. But to contact New Heights for questions or information anytime, you can email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. or call us at 419-786-0247. Also, I do have some announcements before I do begin. Firstly, student advisory group meeting will be on Monday, November 11th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Defiance, Ohio. Please do contact us if you are interested. We will be selling candy bar and suckers soon for a fundraiser and also holding a fundraiser at the Northtown Mall. Also in Defiance, we'll be sharing more information soon for both of these events. Also, Pamela would like to recommend that you tune into the following show. It is Greg and Sandra Morton returning on Saturdays with another episode of the Morton Podcast. Join them as they discuss the Halloween aftermath, good manners, sports, entertainment headlines, and more. You tune in, call in, or join the chat. A former child actor, Scarecrow and Miss King. Greg Morton is an author of The Fury of the Bear, Lifting a Foot Forward, filmmaker and outdoor enthusiast whose unique perspective has challenged him to push the boundaries of what it means to live a balanced life. Together with his wife, Sandra, they tackle new topics and headlines each week, sharing their love, relationship, and not always equal perspective in an effort to build a more positive and supportive world around us all. Do join them mostly every Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is midnight at Eastern Standard Time, and experience a new perspective. Everything is open for discussion. Do tune in, call in, or join the chat, and you can learn more at www.mortondesignworks.com. And secondly, dear homeschool and charter school families, the New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center is offering its biweekly enrichment day classes starting on Friday, October 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families do want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment day co-op classes are underway. So far, we are offering a culinary class, Dr. Seuss class, science class, and are open to more suggestions. Students are invited not to only attend, but also participate in instructing some of the classes. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us ASAP at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org and call us at 419-786-0247. So back to the topic of children. Handling children is a big deal, and the way you interact with them and communicate them, it is a big deal to be careful about. It will carry out their life, and that is how they will learn to grow. A child will pick up on anything because their mind is so quick, and children are very smart, and they're very fresh. So children will always look up to their parents, moms and dads, and anyone older than them. And anyone who is older than them, it is their responsibility to be a marvelous role model. Although some children are easier to handle than others, and every child is different and has their own way of learning. Sometimes bad behavior is caused by two or more siblings because of jealousy that could occur, like one child has more attention. That's what the other child thinks, that the other child is getting more attention. But whenever there are two children, never compare them to each other or to any other children who is their age. It does weaken a child's self-esteem, and the child will think he or she is not good enough. Instead, compliment their actions, strengths, and what makes them special. If they do a good job, do compliment them. And if another one does a good job, then compliment them both. So that will be great. Focus on the positive. So never really point out what they did bad. Always focus on what they did good that day, and always do carry that throughout when parents are with each other. If there's conflict between two children, listen to both sides, see what they both have to say. Work out a situation where both of them will be happy, and offer a way to solve their problem using scenarios or like saying, if one child does this, what can the other child do? And then when that child is done doing whatever they want, then they can share, or they can do something else while the other one does. So just taking turns and listening to each other, sharing, and that will really help. Many children do also have the phase of not listening and will throw a fit before they do what you want them to do. However, do explain to them why you are telling them to do it, and also explain how it will benefit them. So if you're telling them to go clean up something that they did or they made a mess on, don't just say, oh, go clean up your mess that you made. Do explain why, so then that they won't lose anything, and they will know where they put it, and they also will have more room to do something else that they want to do there. So always have some benefit of why you are to them, so then they know why you are asking them to do what you are asking them. And so do explain why you are asking them. So also sometimes experiencing the consequences for themselves is one effective ways children can learn self-discipline. These lessons really last because they come from real life. Most success in life depends on making wise choices. So be able to think ahead about the positive or negative consequences of an action and choose accordingly is a skill we want our children to learn. So it does help. If it's like a minor problem and it's something that they can eventually figure out, then do let them try at it. And if they're really stuck on it, then obviously go and you can go ahead and help. But see if they can help, or see if they can figure it out themselves. And so prizes are another way to entice your child toward goals you've made for them. And most parents use this strategy. But the ultimate goal is self-discipline. A child behaves because he or she wants to, or because he or she knows you expect good behavior. But they shouldn't expect a prize every time they behave well. So don't get them in the habit of getting something after they do something good, or else they will think that what they're doing is not important, but what they get after is more important. So because eventually it won't be like that when they're a bit older, so they should be used to it now, so they can pick up on that habit. Also, take the time to talk about the child's feelings and how they feel at certain times. Do this often, so then they're not hiding any feelings from you, so you can understand more on how they feel about other things. So ask them, if they are sad or angry, ask them why or what made them feel that way and how can you help. Do ask them what made them feel that way, and so that it can help you understand what your child likes and doesn't like. Anyways, parents do play a factor in their children's behavior, so encourage good behavior and skills for them to use with other children. that are around their age. Parents should also support each other in front of the children and don't disagree with each other in front of them. Parents can also work to find ways that work when dealing with children, and this is important for both parents to understand and agree to so that there is no mixed messages. Parents should be also direct in the children the same way. Do not try to fall over the children, which means do not criticize each other thinking you know best or that one of you is a better parent or a better disciplinarian, that someone is too soft or too hard. Anything that the parents talk about while children are there, children are always listening and they do pick up on whatever behavior you do. Also, don't say that I'm counting to three. A lot of parents do this, but I feel like you're just giving them three more seconds to not listen to you. Instead, teach them by saying, if I tell you to do something and you don't do it, you won't be playing your game or watching your favorite show, and et cetera. If you haven't tried this yet, set them down and explain that they mean the world to you, but you don't want to control everything they do and think that you know best and have their best at heart and, of course, their safety. And so children do pick up on a lot of stuff. And do encourage them, always stay by their side. And parents are like the very first teacher, so it is up to you on how you want them to behave their whole life and the skills that they will learn and everything. This all goes out to the parents and stuff. So children are, some are easy to handle, and those ones are very fun. All children are actually really fun, but some can be a bit more difficult, and they just have a different way of learning new things. And so, yeah, this was it for today's show, and I hope everyone will have a great weekend. And winter is definitely starting to kick in. It's getting really chilly here. And so thanks for joining me today, and I hope you guys do tune in next time. Thank you.